Okay, I can introduce myself. I'm Daria Cantù. I'm Daria Cantù from Politecnico di Milano, and I'm here today to briefly present the experience. Okay, and I'm here today to briefly show you which was the experience we had in Milano. This is, just to begin, the picture of a group of users. These are not just the users we work with for more than 1 year, but there are also other people, because I didn't work alone, but the local team was done by people from Fondazione Housing Sociale and Telecom Italia. So some numbers, just to start. We finally work with a group of 25 elderly people from 64 to 84. We contacted some third sector associations. We worked especially with three of them. With one public organization, that was the public library in the district where we were, two trade associations, and we contacted some local shops for the marketplace service especially, and we talked with Milan municipality as well. Where we met, we established our living lab in the Dergano Bovisa Public Library. This became really the place where we met weekly with the users. And actually, they also become part of our experimentation. So before, they just allow us to meet in that place, but afterwards, they become one of the association, I mean, one of the actor posting, for example, events on the platform. As I said before, we work for 1 year and a half, more or less, with the users. We have a set of meetings with them in the library, but not only there. We gave online assistance by email. We exchange also messages using the platform. We gave them some support by phone, but also we supported the less skilled person, let's say, in getting used to the iPad and the platform, doing one-to-one training. We had a set of interviews with other stakeholders, and we did some workshops. And of course, we have some public presentations to promote the service to the elderly, but also to present our experience in other contexts. The process, I will be very short on this, but it's of course similar to the other pilot. But for us, as Nicola mentioned at the beginning, it was very important to work on the community building, so we spent the first 6 months, more or less, in creating the community of users to have them interacting online. So we work a lot on face-to-face meetings. We started with 3 people and we reached a number of 25, so this required a lot of effort. Then we have an important part in the middle, let's say, where we encourage people to use the platform. So we suggest them some activities to do and some topics to be discussed. And in the last part, we try to involve more small businesses, and we work more on the marketplace service. So we try really to expand the use of the platform, involving other people in providing contents for the elderly. Now I'm showing you some pictures related to this process. So this is one of the first meeting we had with the first three elderly. I didn't mention that we gave to all of them one iPad as a tool to interact on the platform. Because there is, did you mention it? Yes, the platform is available online or on an application that is developed for iPad. And we choose this one. Here we have Alpha of a Group. It was April 2012. We started to work with 10 people. We gave them the iPad, and of course, we spent some time in teaching them how to use the tool. We did some usability tests for to testing the interface at the beginning. We did some workshops. This was a workshop to evaluate a new section on the platform. Here, in particular, we were discussing the opportunity to have a section to manage, let's say, the relation between the people and to have groups within the platform. This was another workshop. This was quite important because we tried to figure out with the people really which kind of services they would like to have in the marketplace section. And here, for example, we discovered that our elderly are all but old people. So they are really interested more than in receiving specialized help. They are more interested in having, let's say, services, more cultural services. So theater, cinema, but they also like to travel. So we figure out that they wanted different services compared to the one we thought about at the beginning. Then we have, of course, some meeting with local associations and Milan Municipality, where we discuss, in this case, we discussed and evaluate the business model. So how the business model presented before could be applied in our context. And this is a picture from one of the training sessions we had in the library. And this is from the last meeting we had. Okay, this is from the last meeting we had last week. We had a a final meeting with the users, where we tried to, get a final evaluation of the experience and the platform. These are the outcome we get from the last meeting. So we divided them in, we have some positive outcomes, some criticalities that emerged, and some something that was proposed as an improvement by the elderly. So positive outcomes. For the elderly, this was a very interesting experience because they think that this platform could really help them in getting in touch with new people. So it can help them in creating new groups. But they underline the importance to have also face-to-face meetings. So they told us that the platform is good and interesting, but the face-to-face meeting were actually something very important to start to aggregate them around common interests, and then they could really use the platform. Then, of course, the use of the iPad was something that at the beginning was a bit challenging for them, but it provided a lot of added value because they learn a lot of things through Life 2.0, but they also learn how to use a tool that before was not accessible for them. And this, of course, gave them the opportunity to access to a set of different services. And they also use internet in a different way after 1 year and a half. In general, they like the service idea of Life 2.0, and it's interesting for them. Then I have a couple of quotes from the elderly. The first one, they are in Italian, but I think they can be understood. So the first one is abbiamo rotto il tabù del digitale. So they really get in contact with digital services through the experimentation. They say that now they can compete with the youth. And and they say that they didn't lose time by participating in the experimentation. This seems to be not that positive, but actually it was not that easy for them to follow the experimentation for 1 year and a half, because sometimes there were technical issues and problems, but finally they had a positive, let's say, experience from the entire experimentation. Some criticalities, the platform development was slow, so it was a pity for them because they couldn't really experiment the marketplace service, and it remained just an idea for them. Then the elderly were more active than we assumed at the beginning, so the services offered should be adapted to the needs emerge in the specific context. Yes. And, okay. I conclude saying the proposals. So, as Nicola mentioned at the beginning, the section announcements is, it should have a social function, more a social function than a mutual health function. Our elderly wanted to post events as well. They are very active. They have a lot of suggestions for the others, so they didn't see this difference between announcements and events. And then they confirmed the need to have a community manager, the one we call community provider, that is very important in order to activate the community. And I conclude. Thank you.